Tonight, for the first time, a group of homeless singers is performing at Carnegie Hall. The Dallas Street Choir takes the stage with some of the biggest names in opera and Broadway, and hundreds of New York City's homeless from all five boroughs are attending. NPR's Wade Goodwin was at the rehearsal.
Okay, y'all, wrap it up.
It's 10:45 in the morning at the city's homeless shelter, the Dallas Stew Pot, and the traveling members of the Dallas Street Choir take their seats.
Ricardo, would you take one, pass it out to the first row, please? Okay, so listen up.
3 days before they leave for New York, street choir director Jonathan Pallant is busy. When you're organizing singers who are homeless for a performance at Carnegie Hall, preparations are a little more thorough.
So at 12:45 today, I've got somebody coming to give haircuts to anybody that would like one. We have six on the roster right now. If anybody else would like a haircut.
Glance around the room and nobody appears offended. For the singers, the haircuts are one more example that this is real, that they're being taken seriously. But before the coiffing comes the melodic grooming.
Sure, it's a scrappy sound. We acknowledge that. But it's unbridled, passionate, filled with love and joy and uniqueness.
Pallant is a veteran choral director who mixes his talent for teaching music with compassion, sometimes a little therapy, all while demanding attention and effort.
You're teaching the most basic musicianship skills, loud, soft, slow, fast, long, short. You're teaching folks who have a hard time staying awake because they spent the previous night on a heating grate outside.
Yeah. 25 of the street choir's most dedicated singers, including some with mental illness and addiction issues, have been chosen to go to New York.
Oh my goodness! I'm so excited. There are so many professional singers that would kill to be on the stage at Carnegie Hall.
Deborah Scott is one of those who made the travel team.
Through the choir, I'm going places that I never would have imagined myself being a year or 2 years ago. Never. I'm so grateful.
Scott is an example that the line between middle class and homeless life in America is not as thick as we might imagine. For decades, she was a customer service representative for the Transit Authority in Houston, but after a downsizing followed by divorce, a move to Dallas that turned out to be a mistake, Scott found herself with nowhere to turn.
When I experienced homelessness, my ego took a hit. It's kind of hard, especially when you've been used to working in corporate America and, you know, living the dream, so to speak, and then find yourself on the downside of that. It can really damage your self-esteem.
With the assistance from the professionals at the Dallas Stew Pot, Deborah Scott recently found a room, but she still comes back here for street choir.
Singing for me is my reason for getting up in the morning, so we are coming together over our love of singing and our desire to show that there's more to being down and out and homeless than just sitting on the street corners all day.
Scott and the rest of the street choir will be joined at Carnegie Hall by some of the brightest stars from Broadway and the opera. Opera composer Jake Heggie has arranged music and will accompany the choir on piano, and beloved mezzo-soprano Federica von Stade will join the singers again. 2 years ago, she performed in Dallas with the street choir to sing, among other things. Composer Jake Heggie was in the hall that night in Dallas. His opera Moby Dick was next door at the Winspear Opera House, so Heggie and the cast popped over to watch.
And here we were in the back row listening to this group of people who don't have a voice or a face, and we were all weeping.
Heggie said that performance reminded him of something he'd begun to lose track of in New York City, why the heck he was doing this in the first place. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.